Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. Every single day we are being taught by the Word of God and the love of God and the Spirit of God, the truth of God, how to walk in faith, by faith, into the things that God has commissioned and purposed for our life. Through our everyday life, everyday situations, we're not using the ways of the world or the ways of the circumstance or our feelings of how we should go through it, but we're using the Word of God, going through that process, going to the place of there, the place that God has purposed us to go to build us up in our most holy faith, to build us up in our spirit, to build us up in our overcoming testimony, to build us up in our spiritual strength so that we can be light and life to other people and show them and demonstrate to them the love of God, the power of God, the redeeming power of God that saves us to the uttermost, even in the situations that we're in. As we go through it, we bear the fruit of faith, the fruit of the Spirit, and God gets glory, and lives are changed because of that. So grateful that we have this day that we've never seen before, but it's the day that is beautiful, that is wonderful. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice in that fact. We've been looking at people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals that God has chosen, that God is using, and that God has called. And that call is not a position. It is a posture of faith to trust and believe in and know that he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what he asks, we ask, think, or even imagine as we walk in his purpose. And so we see their lives as we study them, see them in a light that we can't relate to, because everything in the Bible lets us know that we have the answers, we have the instructions, we have whatever we need in the Word of God to help us even now. So we study them, learn from them, get all the truth, all the understanding, knowledge that we can, but we also see how sometimes they did not always obey God, but it did not refute the Word or stop the Word. It still manifested in their life. So we want to see God in our life do wonderful and great things as we trust him, and he takes us and walks us through our purpose, and we see God's authority and power manifest so that someone else's life can be changed, that we would reach nations and creeds and colors and generations of people because of the love of God, because we're walking in our purpose, because we're showing that purpose of God, that authority and power, that word and life of God, so it reaches someone else, that we are able to do something that someone else is being blessed or healed or even encouraged or even come to know Jesus because of what we're doing for the glory of God. Today we're going to be looking in the book of James in this 15 minutes of empowerment, and we're going to be looking at the first chapter of James, and we're going to look at the second verse of that chapter, and we're going to read down, and this is what it says: consider it pure joy, my brother, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Now, what we're going to look at just this part about when you're facing trials of many kinds. And there are times in our life that it seems as if we are being hit with all kinds of trials in every area at our life at the same time. It might be grief, the loss of someone we love or we know. It could be something in our marriage, something with our children, with our health, in our family, in the business or the corporation that we're in, something in the ministry. It could be so many things financial that are going on, and it seems like you're being hit at the same time with all of these things, and it feels overwhelming. But it's just the trying of your faith. It is the place where you are allowing the Word of God to now step in and not use your intellect or your reasoning to try to figure this out, but you go and you grab the Word of God and you say, okay, God, even though I'm going through this, even though I'm facing all of these things, even though it feels overwhelming, you're the God of peace, and I'm commanding your peace to be on me, that my spirit and my mind will be at peace. Even though all of these things are going on outside and they are affecting me, I need to find my place of peace in you. And as I run to you, the rock, as I run to you, my hiding place, as I run to you, because the Word lets me know when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I'm going to you because you're higher. You know all things. You know the beginnings from the end. You're Alpha and you're Omega. You're the first and you're the last. You've begun a good work in me, and you're not going to let me stop here just because I'm faced with trials or many trials. Now, God, step in and give me your peace. And as you give me your peace, let your wisdom be there so that I can walk through what's happening in my life, not by my emotions, not by my feelings, not by self-pity, not by acting out or being in a way that is not going to bring you glory, but in a way that I'm grabbing your word and I'm allowing your word to be strength to me, to be wisdom to me, to be knowledge, to be understanding, and I'm allowing your Holy Spirit to lead me. Because I don't want to be overwhelmed and in the overwhelming situation and that has come in my life, because you knew it was going to happen, and you've been preparing me through your word to trust you, to believe you, to grab strength from you, to get wisdom from you. And so as I'm going through these things that are hard, I'm going to trust your word, and I'm going to rely on your leading. I'm going to rely on your wisdom. I'm going to rely on your hand, that you're going to give me what I have need of and supply what I have need of, that the enemy or the flesh does not win over this situation, that you get glory. So it says here that the purpose for the many trials that we sometimes miss, the purpose is so that it's coming to develop our faith, that this thing is coming to develop something in us. Our faith is being stretched. Our faith is being moved. Our faith is being strengthened. Our faith is now being activated on another level so that perseverance, endurance can be developed in us. That perseverance and endurance is going to lead us to the place of maturity. That means that every time we face a trial, we're not crying and whining like a child, like children do. You know how children sometimes, when they can't get their way, they kick, they holler, they scream. Well, we have adults that whenever they can't get their way and if something happens in their life, they do the same thing with God. Instead of picking up the word and going to him and say, God, I don't understand what's going on. I don't even understand why I'm going through this. But I know that you don't allow anything to come in my life that you don't know about and that you have not allowed. You gave permission for this to happen. And because you gave permission for this to happen, there is a maturity that is trying to be developed through my perseverance, this faith perseverance that is being developed in me. I am maturing so that I can stand, so that I can help someone else stand, so that I can bear the fruit of righteousness, so that I can bear the fruit that says, I know that God is well able, and I have a testimony that points to his saving power, to his wisdom, that allows us to bear these things, even in faith, and persevere and develop maturity so someone else can come and say, you know what, I've watched your life, I've watched what you've gone through, and I don't know how you did it, but it has to be God. Or I don't know how you did it, I don't know where it came from, how did you make it, and you're able to say, my God, who supplied all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He came in with strength and supplied me with the strength that I needed to walk through and persevere. He came in and supplied me with the wisdom that I need to persevere and walk through. He came in and supplied me with the word of knowledge, of a word of understanding, the word that I needed to walk through. I was supplied with all that I needed so that I could persevere, so that my faith could be developed, and I could go to the place of maturity. That's what God wants. He wants us to grow in him, in our trust, in our obedience, so that we're able to develop maturity. Everyone in the Bible that God tested, everyone in the Bible that went through something, their faith was developed to persevere, endure, so that they can mature. Abraham and Sarah were at the beginning just trusting God because God spoke a word, but when you see the end, they persevered to the place of maturity. Their lives were changed to the place of maturity. How do we know that it's that something's going to happen that brings maturity? Because James 5:11 says this. James 5:11 says this, and this is talking here about Job and the example of his life and how he persevered. And it says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So when we're going through this and we have Job as an example of how he persevered to a place of maturity, because when you look at the life of Job and you study the life of Job, Job learned something that he did not know when he first went through his trial. He learned and saw God in a way that he never saw him before. He understood another level or another dimension about God that he had never seen before. But it would not have happened if he had not been faced with a trial. And that trial brought maturity that came through his perseverance that developed his faith even the more. So it says here that you're blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed because you have perseverance, because you're able to endure, because you're able to stand. Heaven says, the word of God says, you are blessed. There is a blessing that comes because you're able to endure, because you're able to persevere, because you're able to stand in faith, because you're able to stand and trust God and obey him in a hard place, in a difficult place, and not in your own strength, but in his, not in your own power, but his. God commands and causes something to be developed in you that brings you to the place of maturity. And that doesn't happen overnight. But line upon line, God is doing something. Precept upon precept, God is developing something. Through the things that you face, God is developing something in you. Through the perseverance, through your ability to stand and endure, he is doing something in you that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. He's doing something in you that is happening in the spirit realm that will be seen and manifest in your natural life, but it's in the spirit realm that it's happening, because it's happening to you in your spirit, in your soulish realm. It's developing you for maturity so that you'll know how to handle everything that's going through, and you're going to handle it through the word, through faith, through trusting, through perseverance, through that maturity that's going to happen in your life. I pray that you've gotten this 15 minutes of empowerment, that whatever you're facing and going through, that you'll persevere, that you'll endure, that you'll allow God to let your faith be developed and mature, that you will be blessed because you have perseverance, just like Job, and that you will see that it's going to work for your good, because all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith of Life, this 15 minutes of empowerment to the prophets of there. Please have a blessed day and know that it's already worked out for your good. God bless you.